get finished up.
She ain't doing nothing.
I wouldn't want to intrude on you, though, but, you know.
Well, you're not.
Tomorrow, just same as today.
But I like it. Well, you want to get back to it now?
Yeah.
Now, I think the last thing we were talking about was about the hay and all that,
yeah,
that kind of stuff, where you keep that. You said it sometimes that you'd have a corn crib kind of built onto the barn and all like that. Would you keep your cows in the barn?
Yeah, but not in the wintertime, bad weather.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about where you would milk your cows? Where did you milk?
Well, I had a little shed to the barn. I had what we call a milk shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have stanchions.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade stanchion.
Oh, what?
They'd put wood up, the trough just down here where they fed the cows,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they'd stick their heads in, and then you could take a lever that worked up at the top,
mm-hmm,
and pull it that way, and it'd fasten their heads.
Oh.
And then they had a...
Have you ever been one of these up-to-date dairy barns?
Grade A dairy barns?
Yeah.
I have some cousins in Marshall that work those. But they're really amazing. Milk goes up there.
Well, ours is different from that.
Ours back then went in the buckets.
We'd catch their heads so they couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a milk stool, and we'd sit on this milk stool, and we'd do the milking instead of the machine.
See, that's the only kind I've ever seen is with the machine, because they've had that since I was a little girl, and I can't remember anything else with that. But now they didn't have I don't know what they call that. They just have like a house, you know, where they, there's a little cement house where those cows come in there, and then they have these gates that they open.
Oh,
you know,
it's just nice to be.
Yeah, it's really nice. And they have this one cousin of mine, they have this dog that's trained so well that the dog does all the work for them.
Brings the cows.
That dog is really smart. Yeah, it brings all the cows. And
does he know which ones it comes in?
Knows them and
where they go and everything. Well, that's something.
Really a good dog. It's the best one that
I've... What's her name?
The people?
Yeah.
Oh, now this is my... This is Aunt Emma's brother's boys. My Aunt Emma's brother, Frank.
I've heard of Frank.
Frank J. And he had... His two of his boys have Duval Jennings and Cecil Jennings have Grade A barns. They live out...
I know a few of the people around Marshall, but
they live out, out beyond Baker, if you know where Baker is. Well, right before you get to Baker, it didn't really be, but right before you get to Baker, you turn to the right. I think they call it Maple Grove out there anyway, where they live. They finally have it road paved now through Baker.
Well,
makes it a lot nicer going out there. Another one of his sons.
I figured they'd put this new road around by Baker, but they didn't put going right across the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people thought they'd put that new road over there by Baker, but they...
The old road used to go that way, didn't it?
There was one, or something that went that way, because for a while it got so bad over the mountain that Mama said in the wintertime they'd have to go that old way and go down and go to Baker and go.
Hmm.
I never have been, but I heard her talking about, I guess it may have been this past winter that they had to do that, because when the weather got bad, they couldn't get over the mountain. She goes to Leslie for get her hair fixed and things like that, and so they needed to go over there. So.
Leslie's an old town, isn't it? Well, Marshall's
been Marshall is too.
Marshall's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, this was, now I think you said you call that a milk shed or a...